Good news, everybody. North Korea announced on Friday they have figured out how to cure Ebola.
Yay!
And AIDS.
Yay!
They didn't have any proof, though. They didn't offer any proof at all, but they said they figured it out. So,
are they going to tell anybody?
North Koreans, not you.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
terrible American.
The great Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Wouldn't want to be the guy who cured AIDS.
He did, but only for the North Korean people, probably.
I have a feeling that if we started enough commotion, like say we got on the air and just said he had AIDS and just kept saying it and saying it,
that we'd be killed.
That he'd get really mad. Like he'd get back to him,
probably.
And we'd become the focus of his anger.
I don't like that.
Like he'd try to launch a missile here.
But look at all the things you have on your computer. He can hack it. Like they were behind the Sony hacks allegedly. So you don't want to mess around with anybody that can hack your stuff. And he's a very angry guy. He'll kill you.
But I have to tell you, there is no safety online.
No.
How many times you're like, we have a fully secure site? No, you don't. If they're hacking the government sites, everything is.
I'm on the verge of getting rid of debit and credit cards and just going all cash because everywhere you go,
off the grid.
You go, you read about credit card scammers at gas stations. Everywhere you go, I don't want my stuff getting hacked and taken.
Hello, 911. Yeah, there's a guy who's growing a beard and dying it, and now he's talking about going off the grid.
And he said Kim Jong-un cured AIDS.
Just got a four-wheel drive Jeep so he can go in the mountains to live.
How much is a proper amount of cash to keep in your house?
50 grand. Oh, no?
I don't know. Yeah.
No.
It is.
How much is a proper amount to keep in your house?
A realistic amount of cash to keep in case the crap hit the fan.
$3,000 to $5,000.
But even if it hits the fan, what are you going to use that money for? Because at that point, it's going to be chaos. And you're not going to stop and be like, all right, everybody else is looting, but I need my $3,000 to pay for this TV that
I'm going to steal. Now is shaking his head, and he's like, get silver.
No, I mean, think about it if you have no idea. Say you go to the ATM, and you can't get any money out. Where are you going to buy food?
I think at that point people are going to start looting.
I think your guns are more important at that point.
Me too.
Than
no, I know, but I mean, okay, so the world's going to crap. Then some guy comes up to me and he's like, "I need bullets for my 9mm." I'm like, "Okay, but this box is going to cost you $300." And I'm negotiating, because I need all the cash.
Yeah. Then he takes the one bullet he has left in the chamber, shoots you, and takes your bullets.
I don't think I'm prepared for that.
You need all the cash for what though?
Because you're going to have to barter with other people to get stuff. Yes, eventually things are going to get fixed.
Barter doesn't include cash. That's the whole reason for bartering.
No, okay, but I'm not bartering. So I'm the guy who has cash. So if somebody wants to trade water for beans, that's a different story. But if I'm like, hey, I need gasoline, I'll give you $100 for a can of gasoline.
But what are they going to use that cash for?
Your money doesn't do anything for me.
But no, but look, I'm not saying it's the end of the world. I'm saying if the crap hits a fan, like if it's a hurricane or some sort of natural disaster. Where communication's down for a while and it's going to be a couple of months before things get rebuilt, New Orleans style. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
End of the world, we just use bullets.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't even know what I would do. So I often think about that. I want to hunker down in my house, and I think that my garage is the safest place because it's concrete, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly not the front door. Yeah, but then the walls, the side walls and all that.
Okay.
So then I'm like, maybe that would be the good spot or whatever, because you want to get into as small a room as possible so that you can defend from that area. And then I think if it's a natural disaster, we're going to flood out anyway. You know, I need to get some high.
Depending on where you are.
Oh, I need to work on this. I need to get a plan and build it high up.
I don't know. After listening to Glenn Beck on Howard Stern, I'm starting to feel like the only way to survive is if we can our own food.
Yeah, that was the weird part. That's what I took away from this interview.
I got pickles.
Do you?
I got pickles.
Man, because he was talking about, that's how they, a lot of people survived the Great Depression. And then he went in describing if the economy collapses, they're going to say it's only for a couple weeks. And then the grocery stores run out of food. Then people are bartering. Then it's,
what I'm going to do?
Killing people over peaches.
Eat Glenn Beck.
I'm not worried about that. You can always grow vegetables.
But, I mean, you'd hope that you would have a place where you could grow vegetables. But if stuff really did hit the fan, I mean, we're in a very highly populated area. So, like,
Dom and I already have a plan. We're going to a hunting property.
But you will go to the hunting property. But, I mean, that's if you're hoping nobody finds it and it's not a big group of people to take over.
We're going to a hunting property and we're taking the bus. And we're parking it to block the entranceway.
That's pretty good.
And then we're bringing our vehicles in there, and then we're going to have to take shifts. We're machine guns.
This guy right here goes gun, boat, see ya.
Where are you going to go?
Out.
Yeah. In the water?
Yeah.
What we'll happens when your supplies run out?
No, I get to land where it's like a little island and stuff, and I cast away it up.
Cast away?
Yeah, see, I'm good. I gotta be
honest. I'm good in the wild.
I'm thinking either island or bunker, but I have no, I need money to build a bunker. How much, can you get bunkers for cheap now, or are they, I don't know what the
Mike's
bunker.
Got a bunker guy.
Who's he got? He's got a bunker guy. I need a bunker, because it's either island, because think about it, zombie apocalypse, zombies can't swim. Now you go to an island. You're
I'm
safe.
Not worried about zombies. Zombies aren't real.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm worried about looters.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about
crazy people who are starving and they have families that they're trying to provide
for.
Guess
anything
where,
for. Yeah.
Guess where you don't find those? Out in the middle of the ocean when you're on a little island called Island Rob. You're just you, the Gilligan, the skipper, just hanging out. Coconuts.
Me and Dom and Pete and Joe and my dad and our families are living on the hunting property. And it was, I mean, I understand it's Joe's property, but I'm going to say, hey, Joe, I got food, I got a bus.
And I'll kill you.
I got a generator, and I think we can house the families in here.
When Y2K hit, did anybody in this room?
Yes.
You did? You stockpiled?
I didn't.
I bought ammunition.
I made my mom go to ShopRite and made her spend $40. She had flashlights and batteries. That's all she would get. But I was like, you don't understand. The world is going to end. And then I remember we were at a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah,
and
where were we at?
We were at my friend's house, like some guy that I didn't even know. My parents knew. But once midnight hit, and it hit in other countries first,
right.
And the computers were still on, the electricity was still on, it hit, and somebody unplugged all the power. Like, they shut the power off.
Oh,
the house.
It was freaking
everybody
right
started
out.
Screaming. I go, but wait, in Australia, they had it like 3 days ago. It was New Year's Eve, and everything's fine.
I was
a homeowner. He just starts raping and murdering people. That's not funny, Jerry.
What a terrible party.
I was at Matt Geiger's house for a New Year's Eve party, and they... I remember the countdown, 3, 2, and I squinted.
Really?
I didn't know what was going to happen. I won. Nothing.
My biggest thing was, how am I going to get into chat rooms on AOL if there's no power? Yeah. How am I going to chat with girls who are probably guys and be able to...
My biggest thing was I had blonde tips in my hair.
No.
When I look at pictures from that day.
I wish the world would have ended.
Oh, I remember.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.